The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Pure energy.
I mean, that's kind of been the trend throughout the league as of late. You know, some of the softer zones, the way that people play cover four in the olden days, there was a kind of a shell and the safeties were hard fill and filling the gaps for run. And now they're kind of playing back further. Everybody likes those explosive offenses. So defenses know that. So they want to try to take that stuff away.
Interesting line of questioning for Nathaniel Hackett yesterday that impacts, I guess, all of us as football fans. Because there is a growing sense out there that defenses are really playing conservatively to try to avoid those big plays. And as a result, big plays, excitement, scoring is down right now. Now, looking at the average points per team being scored right now, it's at 21 points per team. But that is down from the last 3 years where it was routinely above 23, even close to 25. Are you seeing that? You've now called three games this year, prepping for your fourth, Indianapolis and Tennessee this week. Are you seeing signs that defenses are trying to mitigate the big plays?
Oh, yeah, I mean, and again, it goes back to the Vic Fangio effect that I talked to Kyle Shanahan about, two high safeties, the softer cover four, keeping a shell on top of things. And obviously, when you do that, you've got to be really good at defending the run with a light box, because you're not adding an extra defender. And so, and this is even where it becomes more important, Mike, to be able to run the football and to be able to, you know, to be able to have the play action stuff that syncs well, that marries well to your run game. And so you see a lot of it. You know, it was funny. And again, it goes back to Kansas City, the hubris of the Kansas City Chiefs, because I'm watching Indianapolis and Kansas City play, and they defended the run. It was, we're going to keep two safeties back the whole time. And this is Gus Bradley, who is the guy that basically was in charge of Seattle's, you know, match cover three back in the day when they won a world championship. That was his defense, right? And he played that soft quarters shell and basically said, hey, we'll dare you to run the ball on us. We just dare you to. If you tackle well, Mike, this is it. It just, bear with me. You tackle well. That's all. Just tackle well. Take great angles. Force up to where your help defenders are. And if you just tackle well, you're going to have a really good defense. That's it. It's not that hard.
Wow.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You know, you don't want to overcoach anything. It comes naturally. So when he gets an opportunity like he did last game, he's going to take it, and we'll live with it, especially if it results in a first down. So we'll love it.
There he is, the mystery man, Justin Outen. He gets up there to talk every week, provides some interesting sound bites, goes back to the future.
Young individual.
Don't really know what he does during the course of the week. Don't really know what he does on game day now. But there he is, Justin Outen.
You want to hear my Justin Outen?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Listen, we're not going to coach him on what to do, but if he sounds a little stuffy to me. He sounds like he's got allergies.
He needs to blow his nose. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, give your nose a good blow, will you?
Yeah. We're not going to coach him on what to do, but if he scrambles, that would be a tremendous.
I had a point I wanted to make about all this.
Yeah, but
really,
you can't,
it's been lost.
Just move on. Listen,
you know what?
When I kind of take over, you just got to go.
Yeah, it's Justin Outen's world. We're just living in it.
Right.
Yeah, right. I'm glad he found that funny. Next on the Morning Brew.
We have a lot of good players, good backups, and I just think our assistant coaches have done a great job in terms of developing, and I think we just always have to understand that everybody's only one play away, and if you're not preparing your backups as much as the starters, you could find yourself in a tough spot, so that's what we're trying to get done.
Ejiro Evero, the Broncos defensive coordinator. Defense looks strong through the first 3 weeks. Do you trust this defense now? Do you have complete trust in this defense? Do they have any more questions that they need to answer for you?
Yeah. They've played Geno Smith, right. Miles Davis? He's a...
Davis Mills.
Yeah, same guy. No, Miles Davis was a jazz guy, right?
Yes. Davis Mills, not so much.
Davis Mills,
one guy,
not jazzy.
One guy makes beautiful music, the other guy, not so much.
One guy might just have jazz hands. And then, Jimmy Garoppolo, straight off the, I haven't ever practiced in the last 8 months protocol. Like, yeah, no, do I? Hey, listen, they're playing really good football right now. That's wonderful. I think we're about to find out, because I think the Raiders are an incredible, I don't think they're all O-line is great, but I think they're incredibly talented.
Over the next few weeks, Derek Carr, Matt Ryan, Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, looking at Jacksonville in an entirely different way, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Jets and, Mr. Cougar Hunter. Next on the Morning Brew.
He throws it deep down the sideline, and it is caught.
Yeah.
T. Higgins breaks the tackle. He's at the 10, the 5, touchdown!
Got him in
Bengals!
Yeah. Bengals radio. I see the Bengals radio guy is still in full form, has not lost his optimism over the last several years, loves to just continue to step all over his play-by-play guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a topic for another day. Tua Tagovailoa, Mark. Did the NFL, NFLPA, Dolphins... They let this guy down. That was scary stuff yesterday. Not only the hit, but watching him on the ground, the way his fingers were all contorted. Lot of conversation on social media about the likelihood that this guy suffered a second concussion. Why was he out there in the first place? 4 days after what looked to me, did it look to you like he got a concussion last Sunday?
Yeah, it didn't look like a back injury or an ankle injury. It looked like symptoms from a concussive blow. And then last night, the fencing, that's called the fencing response, right? When you have a brain injury and you go stiff like that. And I'm not sure exactly what that is a reference to. I just know it's called the fencing response. And you basically just, like, your body just seizes up because of the brain injury. So, and I will tell you, having, suffered back in the day, it was never diagnosed, but multiple concussions. Once you have one that's bad, or that is significant, your likelihood of having more because your brain hasn't healed is certainly, exponentially increased. And so, listen, are we serious about safety, or is it just lip service so we can get people off our backs? And I think that's a legitimate question. And I think it should, I don't know what the investigation process is, but... it should be taken very seriously. And the Miami Dolphins, like, if your doctors hit something or didn't diagnose it properly or didn't deal with it properly, then there should be serious ramifications toward the Miami Dolphins as an organization, to the doctors, to everybody.
I don't. if you've coached youth sports, we all go through these concussion protocols. Anybody who's ever, any dad, any mom out there that's ever coached sports, you've had to go through those concussion protocols that you have to go through every year before you coach. And you know the signs to look for. The dude had a concussion on Sunday. Okay? Don't try to convince me anything else. The dude had a concussion. And the idea that 4 days later, he's good to go out there? Come on. No way. Hey, whatever, and I know the NFL over the last several years has gone to great lengths to convince/con all of us that they care about concussions, but all that work has been wiped out in the last 4 days. You can't.
But it's bad, and it's dead, dead serious. This is life and death type of stuff. So, yeah, it's unfortunate because, like you said, all the goodwill and all the, player safety protocols and all that. And I think most teams take it very seriously, Mike, but that was an absolute failure. And then you start to think about the business model. How much of it is, we just cut this huge deal with Amazon Prime and we've got to deliver our player. Like, I don't know, man. I don't. You call the money.
That's
draft.
Fair. That's fair. All that stuff now is up for debate and up for question after what's gone down the last 4 days. Okay, that'll do it for the Morning Brew.